Am I on? Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Here they come. There's more. I'm glad you're here. Okay. This morning I wanted to start by talking to you about some of the animals that we're seeing around this time of year. Have any of you noticed the big flocks of geese that are flying overhead, right? It's kind of hard to miss them, right? They're huge and they make so much noise and they're all going together to find somewhere that they can winter over and take care of themselves. And have you noticed the cute little squirrels? They scamper and scurry with their bushy little tails and they seem so busy. What are they doing? Yeah. That's right, they're busy working, gathering acorns and nuts, taking care of themselves. That's right. Do you think that there's like some bossy McBoss boss goose or squirrel who's like, okay gang, it's time to go get ready for winter now? You do, you think there's a bossy McBoss boss? Maybe. No, I think that God helps the animals to know what to do to take care of themselves. And I think that God wants us to know how we can take care of ourselves too. But you have to be ready, right? Like when Miles was a baby, your parents just didn't say, okay, Miles, get yourself dressed. Meet us downstairs for breakfast. No, that would be silly. But every year you get older and you can do more to take care of yourself, right? And do your chores. Are some of you doing chores at home? Yeah, what kind of chores? Practicing your music, yep. Clean the hamster cage, yes, that's good, yeah. Take care of the pets around the house, absolutely. That's a lot of hard work, right? Do you think the animals ever complain? Like, ugh, it's such a long way to fly. Are we there yet? No. I don't feel like gathering nuts today. No, probably not, no. Well, one of our scripture readings that we did not read was from 2 Thessalonians, and it actually talks about work. Let me just read you a tiny bit of it. It says, right here, for we hear that some among you walk in idleness, that means not doing much, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such person we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. And as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. Okay. So I was wondering, who's here good at drawing smiley faces or frowny faces? Oh, good. Okay. Would you take this and tell me what you think? Draw either a smiley face or a frowny face for how you think God feels about work. Keeping it simple. Smiley face or frowny face? You know, I could barely see with that pen. What was wrong with that pen? It's kind of not working anymore, is it? This pen is not really useful for what it was designed to do. It's kind of just all dried up. That kind of reminds me of something else I got in here. Mr. Helesto's busy working on Audrey Miguel's house, and he uses these bolts. This one, it's like a bolt and a big bar. And it's all rusty, and the bolt is supposed to keep things in place. Pastor, would you take that bolt off for me so I could? No, you got to unscrew the bolt on the, yeah. Oh, see, now that bolt is not, it's not working, is it? No. No, it is not coming off. No, that is not useful for the purpose that it was designed for. It is stuck. What else do I got here? Oh, these are cloves. This is like the most undervalued spice in the spice drawer. I use these to make molasses cookies. I make the best molasses cookies in the world, and I eat them all because they're my favorite cookie. And last week, Ingrid cleaned out my pantry for me, and I had some, and they didn't even smell like anything. Like nothing. They didn't smell. They'd been sitting in the cupboard. I hadn't made cookies in a while. I had to throw them out because, can you open that for me? Cloves should have, I had to buy a brand new thing. Cloves should have a really nice smell. Smell this. Can you smell? Smell. No, it smells so good. Right? Is that the best thing ever? It's kind of spicy. It smells like gingerbread. It smells like molasses cookies. Mm. But if they're dried out, if they're not useful, we can't really use it, right? Well, God has designed each of us for a purpose. We need to be about his purpose on earth. And each of us has a job to do. Each of us has something to do for the kingdom of God. And we don't want to be all dried out like that pen and just not be effective. We don't want to be stuck and not be able to budge. No, we want to be out helping people and praying for people and being friends to lonely people. And then we will be like an aroma for Christ to a hurting world. Amen.